Pastor Noel, tell me a little bit about how you felt waking up to this news of this earthquake over the weekend and how it's affected your congregation.
Well, it was a heartbreaking, since you already know what happened on July 7th, and then all the Haitian people, we was mourning about the president assassination, and become now a earthquake which is hit all the town of Okai, Jeremy. However, when we see that thing, even the church is impacted, everybody has some people and somewhere. Among all of that, we are Haitian. And even there wasn't Haitian, our heart is still go with them to that situation,
Absolutely. It looks like some 1,200 people sadly passed away. Are you guys planning any efforts to help the victims' families and those who are survivors of this earthquake?
Absolutely, yes, we do. We started myself and my bishop. So we're gonna have a meeting today and sitting down, put something together to see what we can have or what we can collecting to make a team effort to go over there to assist with like the first aid necessary, like a food or stuff like that, or whatever we can find to see how we're gonna be provide those things out to those people who need it.
That's wonderful to hear. Are you afraid it's going to be hard for aid to get to your country, considering, like you said, your president was just assassinated a few weeks ago?
Well, I understand all of that because all of that will be contributed. But, we're not afraid of bringing anything over there or afraid of getting any aid because we are facing some kind of devastation situation. So the people need to be getting help right as we can right now,
As we talked about, there is, all sorts of political issues on top of this earthquake. How do you think this is going to affect just the daily life of average people in the country?
That's the situation put everybody on the panic attack. So when you see Haitian, they don't know what's gonna be happen later on tonight or as we speak. So and also we already heard that there will be some hurricane which will gonna be hit the island against it. That's really gonna be a total mess for the Haitian people.
Is there any way that, people listening to this can help if they want to help the people of Haiti right now? What would you recommend?
Well, the way mostly that we need now, we need a way to buy like more food and the necessary supply like medicine, stuff like that they really, really need right now. So if anybody will normally wanted to assist, they can call the Hope Church or they can call me. And the address, if anybody want to drop off stuff too, address is 3121 Monte Carlo Trail, Orlando, Florida, 32805.